All right, now follow me, partner, follow me.
Oh, lead on, brother, lead on.
What we are talking here is the Blue Ridge Mountains Cozy Cabins for Couples in Love. Are you with the brother or you with the brother?
Oh, Dwayne, you don't have to take me to the mountains and run in the cabin. We can just come out the closet
baby. Stop it, Ron. Stop talking about cabin for love. Whitley and I, we need a break, all right? Now, you can either take your sorry comedy act on the road, or you and Freddie can come in on this weekend rental, go half and half. We'll have a good time.
That's not going to work, homie. I got a club to run. Besides, Freddie's feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'll be at home playing nurse. Or should I say, Dr. Feel Good?
Better stick with nurse.
Spencer won't be able to keep his sweaty palms off of you. Look what it says right here. Couples fall in love for the second time.
Whitley, would you get off that freeway? I mean, I've only known him for 4 months, and he is fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, you know, we're not that serious. I can't do it.
This could change all of that for you, Kimberly. Dwayne and I could be an influence on you.
Now, why would I want influence from a married couple? We want to have fun.
Hey, I heard that. We have fun all the time.
We have lots of fun.
Ron said no, baby.
So did my former friend Kimberly Race. You know, I love you, Dwayne, but this broke thing is getting on my nerves. I really want to go on that trip.
You know what? Before you all cry yourself a river, maybe I can recommend a couple.
Who you got in mind, Mr. Gaines?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Dwayne, as long as we can go.
Well, in that case, then, me and my little kumquat will meet you in the mountains.
Your kumquat?
Yeah, Velma will be ecstatic. Besides, that open air will do her nasal condition kindly.
A kumquat with a nasal condition.
Now, Lena James, Charmaine, closing procedures.
All right, first
you turn off the grill, turn down the heat, put all dairy in the fridge, clean, sweet mop. Kiss me goodnight. Turn off the lights, lock the door, take the key out the door, and sayonara. Oops, I forgot one thing. Lena James, surprise me tomorrow and be on time for a change.
Keep puckering up. I got something else you can kiss.
Oh, come on, you two. Now, listen here. This is Charmaine, employee of the month.
5 months.
Now, I hereby appoint you pit supervisor for the weekend.
Pit what?
Yeah, now, if anything goes wrong, call Kimberly Reese. I already called her and asked her to check in on you.
Now, if I didn't know any better, Mr. Gaines, I think you didn't trust us.
Now, Lena James, don't talk silly. Now, if you knew any better, you would know I don't trust you. Well, won't be long now, traveling partners.
Yeah.
Velma will be here in a minute.
Yeah, we just counting the seconds. Ain't that right, baby?
59, 58, 57.
Well, I talked to my friend Wooster that lent me and Velma the cabin 40 years ago.
Wow.
And he says that we can have his cabin free.
Free as in no money out of our pockets?
Mm-hmm, that's what Wooster said. All I got to do is to pick up the phone and call him.
You saw calling card.
Okay, yeah. Velma now. Here she is.
Hello, cutie pie couple. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Have you met our son, Darnell?
Can't believe we have.
Hey, how you doing?
He's staying with us for a little bit till he gets back on his feet. He's had a string of bad luck lately, but he's very talented. Do Sidney Poitier, baby.
Mama, you got to get off of my back. But I'm so hungry, I can eat a chili burger, a chili dog, and some chili fries, and don't forget the apple pie.
That's enough. Now, don't get nervous. Your daddy's standing right over there. Now, go ahead and ask him.
But, Mama.
Go ahead and ask him.
Mama's baby.
Yo, Dad.
Yeah, well, I suppose you come to say goodbye. Well, I'll see you in a few days.
You know, since I've been home, it seemed like I can't even get a word with
you. Well, now, you know the pit keeps me busy now, and I got that new nightclub. As a matter of fact, I better call Ron right now and make sure that he knows what he's doing.
No. The pit is one thing you don't have to worry about, because I was thinking that maybe I can help you out running the pit.
Why? Darnell, let me talk to your daddy. Come here, Vernon. What is wrong with you?
I don't know, but I know you about to tell me.
Don't you see our son Darnell is dying to help you? Why can't you give him a chance?
Velma, because the boy don't know how to do anything right.
Vernon, if you're cold-hearted enough to hurt our one and only son, then go right on ahead. Tell our baby you won't let him run the pit.
Baby, I won't let you run the pit. No, the truth is...
No. The truth is that you don't think I can swing it. Now, I can't say that I blame you, but this is a different Donnell you're looking at. And if you give me a chance, I'm gonna show you just that, Daddy. I promise.
Well, all right. All right. Now, I'm gonna turn my apron over to you. All right. Charmin? Charmaine.
Yes, Mr. Gates.
Change of plan. My son here, Darnell, is going to be pit supervisor for the week. Yeah. Now, you vice pit supervisor.
Nice to meet you, Charmaine.
Yeah, the pleasure's all yours. So this is your little cabin in the sky.
Yeah.
It's got that old feel to it. That real old.
What you mean, dear, is old-fashioned.
No, what she means is old.
You both are too little Richard Pryor.
Well, I'm going down the road and get some grub and make a phone call.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon?
Yeah.
Darnell is watching the pit. Now, please don't tell me you're worried.
Well, I won't tell you I'm worried, Velma.
Where's the little girls from?
Oh, straight out the front door and right down to the left.
Are you saying I must venture outside to use the facilities?
Oh. Well, no. You can stay inside and hold it.
I hear that my chefing is not to your liking.
Oh, well, your chefing is to be complimented, but...
But Yoli's burgers got to go!
Well, what he really means is they really don't quite taste like... food.
Yeah, they're bouncing.
I'll be happy to prepare your burgers again for you.
That'd be nice.
Yo, prepare to go to that cash register and give us back our money. See, we ain't laughing, but these burgers is kind of funny.
Ha, 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 right. See, you can come in with that old funny-looking hat, looking like Haji from Johnny Quest. Then turn around and call this funny?
So, what you trying to say, man?
What I'm trying to say, man? Yeah. You want me to get you a mirror? Huh? No. On second thought, it's enough that you're already ugly. Why waste 8 years of bad luck?
It's seven, stupid.
No.
Yeah.
You get 8 years for wearing that hat.
Come on. Get up on out of here.
I need a batch of Mr. Gaines' famous okra soup.
Well, knee-high, it's your lucky day. Because it just got new and approved.
Knee-high.
Get him bossing everybody around acting like he's all that.
No, you mean acting like you.
Linda, whose side are you on?
Neither, because I don't like even one of y'all.
You see, I'm not cheap with my customers. In all ways. Serious with his mouth.
Brother, put your teeth back in your head, man. Yeah, man.
No.
I'll get it, okay? I'm the pit supervisor. I'm the man in charge. You just get back there on that grill. Hello. Pit supervisor speaking here. Yep, about service with a smile. Hey, Dad, how you doing? No. Everything's fine. Yes, sir. Everything's ship-shape. Charmaine, what's that burning?
The kitchen. Why don't you tell us about the olden days when y'all were newlyweds like me and my Dwayne?
Forget about that.
Well, I want to hear about how smooth Big Daddy Gaines was when he proposed to you.
Oh, you going on telling Velma? She knows how smooth I was.
Well, I had just finished with choir rehearsal when Vernon here showed up to walk me home.
See, I didn't want to come right out and ask her to marry me. But I knew she had a sweet tooth, so I brought her some Hershey chocolate.
Yummy.
And I had a feeling marriage was on his mind. Lord, my hands got so hot and sweaty that by the time I unwrapped the chocolate, it had all melted. So I ended up licking the chocolate off the wrapper.
Ooh, Bell.
And I ended up licking the chocolate off her finger.
Ooh.
And by the time I got to the thumb, she said, yes.
That's the way to do it, Daddy.
All right, now, Vernon, let's not corrupt these young folks.
Oh, that's okay, Mrs. Gaines. We're taking notes.
Hey, Mr. Gaines, when Darnell was born, were you in the delivery room?
Oh, good heavens, no.
Why not? Why would any father want to miss that?
Well, if they was Darnell's daddy, they would. Wayne, when my son was born, a fastball smacked Miss Willie Mae straight in the tenderloin. I believe it was an omen.
Vernon, I have already told you about putting down Darnell.
Oh, Velma, I'm just joking with the peoples. Richard Pryor, remember?
Has it ever occurred to you that a father is not supposed to judge a son? He's supposed to guide him.
That's what I've been doing all this time, ain't it?
What you've been is too hard on the boy.
Well, I'm tired of him being a boy. It's time for him to be a man. You know, if it was up to his mama, he'd still be running around in diapers.
Oh, it's on now, honey.
Was it Hershey's chocolate with or with that nuts?
So his shortcomings are all of my fault?
I don't know. Maybe it was both of us. But it's on him now. And if he messes up this time, that's it. I'm not going to let him think he can run around, come in the house, sit on our couch, and stare at the walls.
Whitley, this evil old nasty man is sympathetic toward everybody else but his own flesh and blood. Vernon, you fed up with Darnell? Well, I am fed up with you. Whitley, you are my roommate tonight.
In the bed?
Yes, in the bed. And don't stay up too late.
Velma.
And good night, Dwayne.
Velma. Velma. What's Velma?
Don't you think you don't want to know how to slam a door? If you do, you got another thought coming.
Mr. Gaines, wait, Mr. Gaines. Mr.
I don't want to sleep with Velma.
Darnell never cooked pig feet without cleaning them in vinegar.
What? What are you saying, man? I'm trying to
soak them in vinegar and then boil them in water.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Why?
Be quiet, baby. I'm getting ready to kill Mr. Gaines.
Well, this weekend is not what we planned.
Oh, no,
we can't even sleep together. We can't do the nasty.
Hey. I got an idea. How about I take you outside, strip you down, and we do the nasty in the outhouse?
I'm not going out there, Dwayne. There are bears out there.
Girl, the way I have you howling, a bear won't come within 100 yards.
The bear goes soft.
Shut up, old man.
Oh! Velma!
Vernon, did you scream?
No, did you?
No!
Hey, what happened?
The big bad skunk got
on.
Oh, it smells like a big bad super skunk sprayed you to me.
I need water. I need soap. I must cleanse my body.
That's not gonna happen. You gotta scrub yourself in tomato juice.
That's right. Yes. Can we borrow the car and run down to the A&P?
Honey, there is no A&P. Only Carver's General Store, and he's closed nights and weekends.
Let's go out into the outhouse and do the nasty.
Sweetie, you know, I really think that Whitley and I should sleep together, being that we stink.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys should sleep together because you smell like people.
I'd rather sleep with the skunk.
The feeling is mutual.
Well, good. Whitley, come on, I got some perfume you can use. That girl Cher sells it.
Yeah, Dwayne, crack that window up there, please, sir. Now, Bessie, open that door. Take it off the hinges.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Gaines, you've been married for a very long time. You love each other. There's no need for all this hostility.
Yes, Mrs. Gaines, this is killing him. All night in the bed, he kept calling your name. Velma.
Oh. Now, that's strange. He usually talks about pig's feet.
Hear you snore, old yeller.
How about we just say one nice, loving thing to the other person?
Okay. Vernon, I love every strand of hair on your head.
Perhaps we should have begun with you, Mr. Gaines. Mm-hmm.
Well, Velma, I love every strand of hair on your chin.
Oh. 20, 30, 40, 50, 55. You know, this is the third time I counted this money and we're still $10 short.
You're the only one been working that cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And look here, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, all right? But I'm gonna close my eyes. And by the time I open them, I want the money right here. Come on. Right? Come on. Don't take nothing. Just reach in your pocket. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Just put it right there.
Hi. Hi, I'm Kim Reese.
Oh, so you're the famous Kim Reese, huh? Oh, you know, my father talks about you like you one of his. Hey, look at I'm Darnell Gaines. I'm Mr. Gaines' son.
So you're Darnell?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a lot about you, too.
Anything good?
So you're Darnell.
Well, you know, don't sweat it. You know, my father couldn't brag much about me, you know, graduating from college or getting into med school or anything, you know.
Wow, you've been really busy.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, Lena and Charmaine ain't messy. And look, they got mustard and flour on the basket of the gymnastic team.
We have a problem. See, this here is what happened when I gave my woman your new and improved okra soup.
It's like, man, she threw it at you?
No, she threw up on me, Holmes. And I'll be sending you the cleanup bill.
Okay, Ron, calm down.
Calm down, nigga. Look at my new sweaters.
No. Wait a second, Kim Reese. I can handle my customers. Look here, knee-high. If you think I'm gonna pay for that, man, you crazy.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, knee-high about to get a lot crazy. Whoa! About
you. Come on. Mr. Gaines will be here tomorrow. Everything will be straightened out. Come on.
No. We don't need my father here tomorrow. Look here, I'm here right now, okay? I'm in charge. Lena, get back there and hit them dishes.
What? Hit them dishes?
That's right.
I'd like to know who you think you're talking to.
Obviously, I'm talking to somebody who used to work here, because you fired.
Hey, but first of all, you ain't nobody to be firing me.
Yeah, that's right. Lena and I are a team. You can't split us up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because you fired, too. Darnell, explain yourself.
He tried to fire me, Mr. Gaines.
Fire my best employee.
And me too.
Fire my worst employee. Oh, my goodness. What else have you done?
Mr. Gaines, how you supposed to be a
Oh, come on.
Now,
I know what you're thinking, Dad.
I thought you said you had everything shipshape.
Maybe I exaggerate a little bit.
Well, if I had a nickel for every time you exaggerate a little bit.
Your place wouldn't be called a pit. It'd be called Tavern on the Green.
Well, you asked me to give you a chance, and I gave it to you, and you let yourself down.
Just like you said I would. You always said I was a loser.
Now, I never called you a loser. Never.
No, that's a nickel for me, Dad. When I came back home, your eyes said loser.
Oh, shoot.
When I told you that I lost my job, the way you walked away said loser.
Oh, no such thing.
When I was 7 years old, you put training wheels on my bike because you were too ashamed to take me to the park where the other fathers were teaching their kids how to ride.
What?
Yeah, that's when I knew I'd never be the son you wanted me to be.
Darnell, I put training wheels on your bike because I didn't know how to ride a bike.
Wait a second. You don't know how to ride a bike. Man, maybe I was wrong. I can't blame nobody but myself. I mean, it's on me. I keep trying to be the boy you want me to be, but maybe I was wrong. You know, I can't swing it. So why don't I just save you the trouble and just throw my own self out your house? Because I'm not freeloading anymore. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to get it together.
All right, son. You know, I really want to believe that.
See, it's not what you believe, because I'm not doing it for you this time. See, I'm doing it for me, Darnell Gaines.
All right. Good luck. If there's anything I can do, if there's anything you need.
No. If it's anything you need.
All right. All right, Mr. Gaines. Now, Velma, after 40 years now, I know what you're gonna say.
Uh-huh. Darnell, get back in here and clean up this kitchen, boy.
Yes, thank you, darling.
I like this tomato stuff.
Mmm.
I think it's an aphrodisiac, don't you, Twain?
You just shut up and scrub me, Stanky.